Um lernen ab la gemurre erf ganike hab shin ein ges. Da few dollar um mit alles. Yeah. Tases we already learned that we include the whole all the koinim because they're part of the family of the of Aaron. Tases actually asks a question range with me the Torchin. What about the Levim? They're excluded from the Eden because there's La'am, so they're not part of Am Yisrael, but they're not part of the Kainim because they're not part of the inner family, they're not Beis HaShalalim. So where do they come in? And the Tesis remains the Tzorachim.
The Kapara from this?
The Kapara of Yom Kippur. What are which Kaparas are theirs? Anyway, back to the Gemara. Fred, the Gemara, you're saying about 10 lines from the top. You learn that from Beis Aaron Baruch Hashem that they're all part of the family of Aaron. V'hai Asher La'om, you're saying Asher La'om is coming to tell you that what that only the Eden and not the Koinim La'ochi to us, is that what it's for? Hi, the boiler, we need to know who's paying for it. The Koinim La'achmon and the Am Lehevein. We need that not to exclude Koinim or anything else with the Kapara. That's coming to tell you that who pays for this carbon. It's a communal carbon. You take it from the general coffers that all the Eden contributed to. So, L'chayde, we no longer have this pasuk at all for teaching other things, says the Gemara. No. That's clear in the pasuk. It says from Adas B'nei Yisrael, you should take two Se'idim. So, it's clear you take it from the coffers of Adas B'nei Yisrael. Freddy Gimoto, okay, the other pasuk which you brought down regarding Aaron, which it says, Asher Loi, right? Aaron should be the parachat of Asher Loi. You want to say it's only him, then the Chippa Badu, my base, and his family. But hi, Asher Loi, Lohi Yosha. That was coming to teach you that he's the only one. You're having a minute. You thought that only Aaron is included in his kapara. Don't be use Asher Loi that he has to pay for his own animal. Hamibayle, we need to look at a Tanya. We learn, Mishal Loi, who maybe, who pays for the part of Aaron? Aaron himself, the Einoi, maybe Mishal Tzibur, does not use communal money. So we need that for that, not to who's the beneficiary of the Kapara, but rather who is the one who pays for the Kapara. Yochol lo yavi Mishal Tzibur. Yeah. The Einoi, maybe Mishal Tzibur. Yochol lo yavi Mishal Tzibur. Okay, you shouldn't take the money contributions from the community for obvious reasons. She'ein hatzibum is chapin, but they're not included in this carbon. Avul yovi mishal echav ha-koinim, since the other koinim are all included in this carbon, maybe they should contribute. She'echav ha-koinim is chapin, but since they're a beneficiary of this carbon, maybe all the koinim have to contribute. Tamar loy, but asher loy, his private. Nu yochol lo yovi, maybe the chatchili, you shouldn't take money from other koinim, but v'im hevi or from Yisraelim, but if you did take kosher as kosher, tamar loy meshuv. So the second time, Asheloi. The second time the pasuk says that Aaron should bring the parachatzas Asheloi. Why does it say a second time? And we have a rule by Kachim. Shonu all of our kosov la'akev. By Kachim we have a rule that the Torah repeats it twice. It means not only chatchil but even b'di'evid. So l'chayde, we need Asheloi tell you who pays for it. How do you attempt to learn? You had a half a minute to learn that only Aaron is a beneficiary of this carbon. How can you say that? Hachik akasheloi. This is what the Gemara's question was. Maishna, but in the course question was not because it's Asheloi, so maybe only Aaron is a beneficiary and nobody else, and we had to bring the Chippa Badei Mabesa and said Hutter Mikloli, we included everybody, his whole family. This is what the most question was. Why Taka can't the Eden contribute to this carbon? Could they have no. Because. Why Taka don't the Eden benefit from the carbon of Aaron? Because they didn't pay for it, it didn't cost them. And for a mitzvah to have an effect, it has to cost you. No, by the same token, the Koinim shouldn't be able to benefit from Aaron's power because they don't pay for it either. Is that costing them anything? That was the most question. V'chi tema, and that's why we say Beis Aaron Baruch Hashem. Hachi kashli, ma'ishna b'da'am d'loy mechaped l'kachosim, b'moin it costs and it can gild it cost them anything. D'chi v'asher la'am, nu b'da'aron ami l'kachosim, b'moin it's also by Koinim, there's nothing there. Ukam ha'kul and green Beisai. And therefore we answer that they're all called Beisai, and from there we learn that they're all included. Says the Gemara. Okay. Bishleimer, it all makes sense. L'Rab Shimon, according to Rab Shimon, Hainu D'Chsev, it says. According to Rab Shimon, it says the Koinim, that they get the Koinim get the Kapara from the part of Aaron, all three. Hainu D'Chsev, Trei V'Duyin V'Dam HaPar. You have twice Vidui. It says by a par. And then it says by the sprinkling of blood, it says twice vidui. It says the chippe ba'adoy ba'ad beisa, which is vidui. And then you have the sprinkling. So you have twice vidui, the chippe ba'adoy beisa, he didn't even shecht it yet. How is it a kapar if he didn't shecht it yet? It must be because of vidui. And then you have the third one, which is what? Which is the sprinkling of the blood. Why do you need three? Because it takes care of everything with the cranium. It takes care of the tumor. There's no idea before and after. It takes care of the tumor where there was a idea before, but no idea afterwards. there's no yidin before that. And then it takes care of all the other avedas. Fine. Is chad keneged tzir nasa b'fnim, chag nizna b'chutz, v'chag nizna b'shalech. Each one does his job. Okay. So the tzir nasa b'fnim is for a case where you knew the beginning, you didn't know the end. The tzir nasa the b'chutz is where you did not know in the beginning, you did not know in the beginning, but you didn't know at the end. And then the tzir b'shalech, all avedas. So the kohenim get everything from Aaron's power. That's why Aaron had to do two viduim and one sprinkling. That's according to Rabbi Shimon. El Rabbi Yehuda, who said no, Shara Avedas, they join the rest of the Yidin that want, they get to see the Sira Zozel. The only time is only Tumas, which is only two. Today, we're doing that part, Lamali. In about a minute, we're about to start the next parak. So we bechad vidi v'domisagi l'chayda one vidi and that would be enough because all you need is two, the two kinds of tumas and not the old other avedas echad loy v'echad beisay. And the Gemara, because you know why you need three? One Aaron atones himself. Once he atoned for himself, then he atoned for his family and the entire kohenim. So there's only two for the kohenim, and the first one's for himself. Why? Why is he first one himself? Why can't he include himself with the rest of the kohenim? Ketor Rabbi Shmuel, kachi midas hadina hege. This is the right way of doing things. And that is, mutiv yovei zakai v'yechaper alachayv. Let Aaron first atone for himself, so he should turn into a zakai. He should be a righteous person. And then he can daven on behalf of the rest of the kohenim. You don't want Aaron, who didn't get to have any kapara, to be the one davening on behalf of everybody else. Hadnaloch Shavuos Shtayim. Now start the new Pedic. Okay, now. He can't have a sin.
No,
this is what do you call it? This is everything. This is everything. Remember, according to this is only Tumas. Only Tumas.
Accidental thing.
Try. Next, we had in the first Mishnah Yediyas HaTumah. So says the Mishnah here. Now we're going to explore that inyan. So we're still talking about Tumah. The second Perek, the third Perek is when we get back to Shavuos. Yediyas HaTumah. How many different kinds of Yediyas are there of Tumah? Shtayim starts out two. Shein Arba, they become four. Now the Mishnah spells out. Now remember, we'll just remind you, we had before. The way we learned before, 2 = 4 is 2 is that you did not, you knew you were Tameh, you forgot you were Tameh and you entered the base of Migdash, or you knew you were Tameh, you forgot you were Tameh and you ate Kachim, and then afterwards you found out. So that's two main ones. And the ancillary ones is that you knew you were Tameh, you knew this is the base of Migdash, but you forgot you were Tameh. You knew this is Kachim and you forgot that you're Tameh. Those are the ancillary ones. Let's see what the Mishnah spells out over here, and then the Gemara will explain. Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Arba Nitma, you knew you were Tameh, the Yodah, you knew. V'nelma Mimena HaTumah, you forgot you were Tameh, but V'zocher Es HaKodesh. So in other words, you forgot you were Tameh, but you knew this is a carbon. This is the principal ones. Nel Mimena HaKodesh, you forgot HaKodesh, V'zocher Es HaTumah. So what is it? Basically, the two principal ones I said before, that you forgot you were Tameh and you ate Kotch, you forgot you were Tameh and you went to base Midrash. Nelmu mimenu zev vazel. You forgot you were Tameh, and you forgot that this is Beis Hamikdash, or you forgot that this is Kachin. V'ochal as HaKodesh, v'lo yodeh didn't know, u'misha ochal yodeh, he only found out afterwards, ha'reze ba'el v'yodeh. Suddenly adding another case there, that you did not know in the beginning you were Tameh at all, but you found it afterwards. And that's also included in the Tumah of Oyle v'yodeh. Yeah. Okay, so what happened was, you knew you were Tameh, and then you forgot that this is the Kodesh, or you forgot that this is the carbon, and then afterwards you found out. So the principal ones is that you forgot you were Tameh, the ancillary ones are you forgot that this is Kodesh or this is Mikdash. In the first case, we only talk about, in the first case where you forgot you were Tameh, only gives one example, that you ate Kachim. Does not give you the example that you entered the base of Mikdash. We will discuss that. Next, Nitma, you became Tameh, V'yodah, you knew, but you forgot, V'nelma, Mimenu, Tumah, V'zachas, Amigdash. You were Tameh, you knew, and you forgot that you were Tameh, you remembered the Migdash, Nelma, and Amigdash, V'zachas, Tumah. It's Kachim Kalim, Yo, Shalim. Well, in this case here, Nitma, you were Tameh, V'yodah, you knew, V'nelma, Mimenu, Tumah, you forgot you were Tameh, but so the first case here is, you knew you were Tameh, you forgot you were Tameh, and you walked to Beis Hamikdash. So now we're talking about Beis Hamikdash. You forgot the Beis Hamikdash, you walked to the Beis Hamikdash. Or Nelam imenu Migdash, you forgot the Migdash Vizakhar Satumi, remember the Tumah. So this is an ancillary. Nelam imenu Zevazev Nichl Migdash, so you forgot your Tumi and you forgot the Bais HaMikdash. Vila Yodi didn't know. Misha Yotza Yoda, and after you walked out, you knew.
I've never understood how Nelam imenu Migdash, you know.
Oh, the Gemara says, a Ben Bovel who never visited Yerushalayim before, was told about the concept of the Beis HaMikdash, and for some reason or other, when he came to the Temple Mount, he didn't realize
where he is.
Yeah, he thought maybe some kind of a shul or something.
It's meant to be in a pretty impressive structure, and
this structure is very impressive. I mean, you know, he think it was singing Gemara today. Gemara, so let's see. Hareze ba'ili is also early yaded. Now we say that you walked into the Beis HaMikdash. What constitutes the Beis HaMikdash? The courtyard and any additions to the courtyard. Yeah, and what do you mean addition? What makes addition to the courtyard holy? She'ein meisifin ali'id v'alazoris. The only way you can add on to the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash is, we had this in Sanhedrin, but there was not such detail. B'melech, you need a king. Novi, you need a prophet to be there. V'urim v'tumim, you need Urim v'tumim to be present as well. V'sanhedrin shashim v'echad, you need the entire hierarchy of Klal Yisrael to be there. V'vishtei Titus, they brought two korbanos, Titus, and we'll see, it's a circle around it, as you'll see. V'vishir, they would sing songs. And actually, with the Gemara concludes that Titus doesn't mean the Titus itself, it means the bread of the Titus. V'vishir, and the songs. V'beizdin mahalchin, and the bezin walks. The two Toidas follow them, the whole Yisrael Achreim, and all the Eden follow them. Then we continue. Hapnimi is.
That's the process of being moisif to the ear.
That's how you moisif to Azorah. No. To Azorah, the Beis HaMikdash. We're talking about here, Yotameh, and you walk in the Beis HaMikdash. What constitutes Beis HaMikdash? Any addition, as long as done in this prescribed way. Sorry?
The procedure.
Bob and Buddha told him to make the redo do a Beis HaMikdash. I'm sure he told him how to do it. I'm sure he told him how to do it correctly. And at that time, Hudus was in a state of doing tshuva. Now, the two korbanos taydes, hapnimi is, we'll see later more what that means. Necheles, one korban will be eaten, vachitzonis, and the other one is sefes, gets burnt, doesn't get eaten. Now, remember, this is a big problem. These two korbanos leave the Beis HaMikdash and leave we'll see later, okay. We'll see about the city. The chol shaloi nasim chalei didn't follow his prescription. Hanichin was a shomei chayva. That's not considered the Beis HaMikdash. Nitma ba'azore became tamei ba'azore v'nelma mimena. What happens? He became tamei while he was standing in the Beis HaMikdash. And he wasn't aware about being tamei, but v'zach hamidah, he knew he was standing in the Beis HaMikdash. Or nela mimena migdash. Let's say he forgot for a moment that he's standing in the Beis HaMikdash. V'zach hatumei, you know he became tamei. Nela mimena zevezeh, both forgotten. But the chiddush of here is not that you entered while you were tamei. You entered when you were toyed, and while you were there, suddenly you became tamei. What's the din? The yishtachve, you bowed down, or you either after you found out you were tamei, you still stayed behind and you bowed down, or you just hung around long enough to bow down, or you decided to leave the long way. You could have left the short way, but that would have taken only 1 minute. You went the long way, the circuitous way, which took you 20 minutes or 10 minutes. Those extra 9 minutes, you did it deliberately. Then chayiv. You're chayiv because you're liable, because you could have avoided all this extra, and you didn't. However, b'ktzadav, as soon as you found out, you took the shortcut to get out of the Beis HaMikdash, then you're an oynus. Potter. Then you are potter. And these are all, as Asher says, shiurim halacha moshav sinai. Then it says here, Zu hi mitzvah aseh she migdash. This now kicks in a mitzvah aseh she migdash. It says v'yishalchem and amachne, you should send out of the camp somebody who's tamei. This mitzvah kicks in. She'ein chayovin aleh. Habezin made a wrong ruling. We know if Habezin makes a wrong ruling, there's a pad helam dover shal tzibur. If Bezin tells everybody this is the rule, when they're wrong, you got to bring one carbon on behalf of everybody, it's called Tzibur, if something is concealed from the Tzibur, but in this case, you don't have to do that. I'm going to explain later. What's a typical mitzvah? We say there that you do have to bring a carbon with Bezin, Paskin's wrong. So the big the talks there about in Hodeus about different sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. So by the case of the mitzvah say the Beis HaMikdash of Bezin Paskin wrong, you don't bring a part helm dov shetibur. When it comes to the mitzvah say of neither Bezin Paskin wrong, you do have to bring a carbon. What's the mitzvah say? Hayimishamishim tohida. You were having tashmish with a woman that was tohida at the time when you started. Then in the middle of Amdala, she said to him, "Need tamei." Oh, I became tamei. So your first impulse is to leave her straight away, but that's no good. Then you just did an aveda. Upirish miyad chaye, because you had hano when you did pirish as well. You have to wait till you lose interest, and then you separate from your wife. If Bezin Paskin wrong over here and told you, "Oh, yeah, you should be paid straight away as soon as you find out, leave," then Bezin has to bring a carbon, a pot, hell, and dosha to him. And what's the comparison here? Because the same thing. You entered when you were tired. You entered the base of meeting, you were tired, and you started your relationship with your wife when you were tired, and then while you were there, you became tummy. Or while you were in the basement meeting, you became tummy. So it's very similar.
But basement meeting is different.
Same idea.
You should get out as soon as possible.
Exactly. So we're saying it. But the scenario is the same, and the halachas are different. But the basement meeting of the bezin makes a mistake in the halacha, you don't bring this pot held over to see. See, that's the concept.
But the reasoning is different.
There's no reason here. Halacha must have seen that here the bezin paskin is wrong, you don't bring a carbon. And here bezin gives you the wrong halacha, you do bring a carbon. Why? Halacha must have seen that. It says in Pasuk, if you touch anything tamei or nevela v'chaya or behemah tamei, which you had before already, or nevela v'shedet and v'nela mimeno v'hu tamei, says Rabbi Lezer. Oh, Rabbi Lezer says hashedet. Says they touch a shedet v'nela mimeno. What did you forget? What if you get alahelim shedet chayv? You had to forget that you were tummy. The ainoi chayv alahelim migdash. He holds that only if you forgot you were tummy do you bring this carbon oil of the yodis. But if you knew you were tummy and you forgot that this is a base of migdash, you don't bring a carbon. Not like we learned before that you bring a carbon of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says no. He says vanilla mimenu tummy. We had twice vanilla or machlekes rebbe or he said because v'yoda afterwards. It says twice for Nelan, tell you regardless. Al helem tuva chayiv. So he says, Yechayiv al helem tuva. So Rebbe's the one says regardless because he argues. Rabbi Kiva says, you only chayiv if you forgot you were Tomei, the ain't a chayiv al helem migdash. You're not chayiv on the helem migdash. So he agrees with Rabbi Lezer, a different mocker. Rabbi Lezer is the pasuk, Hasheret v'nelem. You forgot that you were Tomei Sheret. Rabbi Kiva says, v'nelem, it says in the pasuk, v'nelem mimenu, from the word mimenu. And what was forgotten? Forgotten that you were tummy. But if you knew you were tummy. No. Just no. The pasuk brings all of them. But the last thing before it says the word vanilla says shedet. So he puts the word vanilla in the fun of. And it says that it doesn't matter if it's shedet or not. That only what you forget. As long as it's a source of tumor. The tumor you forgot. According to Kiva, not because we take vanilla and bring it backwards to shedet, because vanilla mimenu. That you forgot
totally
about
God.
Yeah, but about what did you forget? The tumor part, and not the mikdash part. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. That's why we learned in the beginning of this Masechta that our first Mishnah follows Rabbi Shmuel or Rebbe. Rabbi Shmuel, I'm a vanellum, stay pum. He says, twice vanellum, lechayiv, whether it's a hell of a tree, forgot to tell me, or val hellum, you forgot to face a mikdash. Whichever one it is, you are chayiv. Yeah, says the Gemara. Omar, Abaya says to Abaya, and this Gemara, Papa shines. Papa said to Abaya, why does the Mishnah say Ishtayim? Shein Arba. L'choyle Ishtayim Shein Sheish Havin. The Mishnah says 2 which equals 4. It's actually 2 which equals 6. How is it 2 which equals 6? Because you knew you were Tomei. Well, how can I explain this? Because right now, remember we learned before that in every case of Tomei, you had to know first. Forgot and no, so that's already for each case you already have 2. So you had, so you knew you were tamei, you forgot that this is a base of migdash, and then you knew it's a base of migdash. So therefore, that's already 2. You knew you were tamei, you forgot that this is a carbon, then you remembered. That's another 2 you did. That's 4 already. You knew you were tamei and you walked walked the base of migdash, and you forgot that you were tamei, and then you remembered. So that's 6. Stein just shave having and explains. Yediyas hatume. Since what is it that makes you bring a carbon? The fact that you knew and you forgot and then you knew again. So yediyas hatume. The tchil of a seif. There's one in the beginning. There's one at the end. That's very 2. Yediyas hakoidesh. Then the other 2 cases in the Mishnah is that you forgot that was Kodesh, you forgot it was the base of Migdash. That's another four. Yidiyah is not Kodesh, Tchil Vasayif. Yidiyah, Migdash, Tchil Vasayif. So six. So why is Mishnah Seish Tain Sin Arba? Right now, the proper things you have to count all the Yidiyahs, because this is what causes you to have a carbon. Freddy Gemara, if you're going to be so, you want to go into such detail, you need that he had. The Mishnah says, in order to be chayav a carbon, you had to know, forget, and you had to know again. So the knowing in the beginning is important. It's part of the, that's the only reason why you bring carbon. And the knowing at the end, otherwise you don't bring carbon. So each case is two. So it's six. Freddy Gemara, if you're going to work that way, it should be eight. Why? Because if you forgot you were Tamei, and there's two possibilities. Either you walked in the base of Mikdash, or you entered and you ate Kachim. Each one of those is two. You knew you were Tamei, you forgot you were Tamei. So it's eight. Freddy Gemara, Tamei, according to your reasoning, Tamnav, and it's eight. The Ika, there's also Tumma, the Kachim, the Mikdash. There's two possibilities when you forgot your Tamei. Tchila v'saif. That doesn't bother me, shame to Machasi. There it's the same forgetting. You forgot you were Tamei. You forgot your tummy, you walked into, you forgot your tummy, you walked into, you ate kachim. So therefore, since the Aveda is the same, you forgot that you were tummy, so we only count that as two. But in the other case, where you knew you were tummy, but you forgot that this was the base of Migdash, and then you remembered. Or you knew you were tummy, you forgot that this was a carbon, and then you remembered. That's two separate cases. And each one has two, so six. So the Imam Mekomach should have a good question. There should be a total of six. Omar Papa says, La'elam Tabnav. There's eight, but the mission only counts four. The question is only which four do we count? Which is the main Yediyah? The first Yediyah or the second Yediyah? In other words, without the first Yediyah, there's nothing to talk about. You don't bring a carbon. But so therefore, maybe the first Yediyah is what starts the whole thing. Or maybe the second Yediyah, because even though you had a Yediyah in the beginning and you forgot, if you don't remember later on, you're not going to bring a carbon. So maybe it's the second Yediyah. But what one or the other is the main ones, and that's what we count. So it's a total of four. So two opinions in order. The Olam Tavim is eight. Our boy, the first four, the Loi Mice and the carbon, they don't bring you to a carbon, the Kachash, you don't count that. Our boy, Basrais, the last four, the Mice, they bring carbon, Kachash does count. That's why we're looking at it. Vikadamni, another version is, Omar, Papa says, the Olam Tavim is eight, the Abba Kamaisa. The first four is what he counts. Why? The last, the Bechala Taita Kula. Anywhere else in the Taita, if you, let's say, ate tray for fats, and you found that afterwards you ate treif b'shoy, you have to bring a carbon. Did it matter that you knew beforehand that this was treif of fats? Not at all. You don't have to know. There's no prerequisite that you had to have a yediyah from the outset. As long as you ate a b'shoy and then you found out, you bring a carbon. The only time that's different is by carbon tumah. By tumah, you need to have a yediyah before as well. So therefore, that's unique, and that's why we only count that. Every carbon, if you don't remember the end that you didn't have it, like a chashiv, you don't mean carbon, so obviously you don't have to count that. Okay. Boy, Rapapa has a question. What about Nel Mumi Menu Hichos Tume Mau? You touched the sheretz, and you knew that you touched the sheretz, but you don't know your tummy. Do we treat that as a shaygi or not? What are we talking about? He never had an inkling. He didn't know at all the eight shrotzim. There are eight shrotzim that I'm a tamei. He didn't know what they are, you know, the frog and all that. Then zil korbeit avu. What kind of excuse is that? Learn Taita. The Taita says that the tzav, the haltar, the zonach, there are four different, eight different kinds of shrotzim. So you just look it up. That's not an excuse. Ignorance is not an excuse. La'olam knows talking about, but my question is: the Yoda bit Tumasheret, he knew Tumasheret. He knew Tumasheret. Actually, I had a friend who went to Chiddus, and he was on like 6-7 years old, and he was learning Shoshanaga Chasapara. And the Rebbe asked him, you know, what he's learning Shoshanaga Chasapara. The Rebbe said, "How does a cow look? How does a porter look?" And this kid didn't know. In other words, maybe he knew.
Boy, huh?
No, you know the eight shots. We know the eight shots. Do you know what they actually are?
I mean, what they look like.
What they are? I guess maybe those they expect if you you would know what they are if you heard the word. Le'elam the yada b'tumah sheretz. He knew b'tumah sheretz. He going the noga b'kadosha. He didn't know a detail. He touched the size of a lentil. That he didn't know. But the yada kadosha imetame alay metame. If he knew that. But he didn't know the prat about if this is amount and sufficient to make him tummy. Sorry?
He touched a piece of frog.
Yeah, so a small piece, yeah. A tiny piece. he knows the size of a bay, whatever. Still don't know. You think if they would go out?
When I learned trifus, I'm talking about the hemsis or basicosis. You think I have any idea what it's talking about?
Exactly.
The insides of a cow?
But we knew the words and we passed the test of fly colors. Exactly right. Okay. The size, by when it comes to a shed, it's dead. The size, there's eight species. If they're dead, if they're rodent, they're metame. But you have to touch it. Touch it. Chicken is not a sheretz. And a chicken that's on nevela is metame, only when you eat it. An animal, like yishachtel, is not tame, only when it's a nevela. When it dies by itself, it didn't shechta properly.
Or if it gets killed by some other, like another animal kills it.
Exactly. My the shayla is kiven the yada. This is my shayla. Kiven the yada the metame sheretz ba'elam yediyah. Is this considered a yediyah? No, we're talking about the first yediyah. You had to know. If he knows that a sheretz is metame, is that considered a general yediyah? And then he forgets, and then whatever, and he brings a carbon. Or he didn't know the kadosha lo yada metame lo. He didn't know, but the exact detail about kadosha. In my me halami take a second question. Boy, Rav Yim, maybe ask a question. Ben Bubble, a guy who lived in Iraq. Sorry, this is what I told you.
That's his department.
And he didn't like Bavli. Remember he said Bavloi Tipshoi? He hated Bavloi Tipshoi because you live in a dark land, that's why you know nothing.
So basically, it was stored as a gentleman said it's a kosher meat, but it was not kosher.
Sorry?
One gentleman sold it.
Today there's no laws of tumah. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm talking about tumah, not kashrus. Talking about tumah, tumah. If you touch it, you cannot walk in the base of Migdash. Today we're all tumah anyway. That's right. Or if you carry it. But it doesn't matter today. Today when everyone is tumah. In those days, if you touch non-kosher meat, it's an avela. If it's an avela, it's tumah. Yeah.
No, he's saying that if that would have happened in the Mois HaMikdash, that people without a Yediyah were eating treifas, they were touching treifas. That's his question. That they were below Yediyah. And then they found out afterwards they had a Yediyah, suddenly this guy sold us treifas, and we've been touching treifas all the time.
He's all no way.
So now, all of a sudden, his question is, are they over on this Indian that they have to be a carbon and all of that?
Let's go to Baita. Ben Bubble shot all the legends roll, Vanella and Mokamikdash. Ben Bubble went to Israel and he forgot he never heard the base, he never knew where the base was. Mahu. Is that considered that he had a knowledge or not? Eliyahu Mahu, who are you talking about? Till now we learned that everyone holds in Yediyah B'chila. We'll see later that not everyone holds. If you follow Rabbi Kiva, hold that first you have to know. This guy didn't know. He didn't know where the base of Midrash is because he knows there is a base of Midrash, but he has no idea where it is. If according to Shmuel who holds, you don't need the beginning. The Mechayev al Hela Midrash. According to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, you're right, you have to know. But who cares if he knew or he didn't know? According to Rabbi Akiva, if you knew that you were Tumah, you forgot this base of Midrash, you don't bring a carbon over Yadin. So what's your Shaila? According to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't matter if he didn't know the base of Midrash existed. Who cares? It doesn't make a difference. You don't bring a carbon unless you forgot you were Tumah. No, also love calling Rabbi Shmuel. But Rabbi Shmuel holds you don't need a D in the beginning. Rabbi Shmuel holds, we'll see later on, Rabbi Shmuel holds that even if there's no Yid in the beginning, there's a D in Besaif, Yechayiv, Karmel of Yedin. So what's your Shaila? Rabbi Shmuel, the Mechayiv, Al Hel Migdash, Halo Ba Yid in B'Tchila. He holds later on, a few blocks from now, that you don't need Yid in B'Tchila. Lo Yitzicha, Liba the Rebbe. The first Mishnah, we said the author of the Mishnah, the Rebbe, is Rebbe. The boy, he holds you need a D in B'Tchila, like Rabbi Shmuel. And he also holds a mechayim. He holds that you need in the beginning, like a makiva. But he also holds a mechayiv al hella migdash, and he holds that you chayiv for getting a migdash. The Omar, and he introduced a new concept. He introduced that when you say you need yediyah, it doesn't mean you have to know the details. Yediyah's base rabba shmo yediyah. If you have a general knowledge, learning in yeshiva, that's called yediyah. My, so the question is, keeping the yada that he can make this by the news base of Migdash, yediyah is yediyah. Ideal, keeping the mekayma la yada, but he doesn't know exactly the place where it is, halami, as if he never knew taiku. It's a good question.
So what's this this expression?
We had it before. These beis rabbi mean you don't have to know exactly all the dinim. If you go to yeshiva and it's a general thing, learn yeshiva. That's so you know the arum.
You
that's
know
good
generally
enough.
That there's such a concept.
You should, exactly. You should have done the
President Trump was a more convincing in yeshiva.
Okay, let's get back to Gemara. So anyway, right? Echad lazada menani milhay no lezam barav sim bechay. How you know you have to do all these things? It says kol asher ani mada oischo. Everything I've demonstrated to you is tavnis hamishkan. The form of the mishkan was tavnis kol kela. The way I did it the first time, that's how I have to do it afterwards. Vechein tasul ledaitis. Look at the top Rashi. Important Rashi. Remember, vechein tasul ledaitis. The way we did the mishkan, do it all a few generations and. This is superfluous possible. Forever, and this is it. Moshe. This occurred in time Moshe. Let's see what happened in the Mishkan times of Moshe. First of all, to who Melech? Moshe Rabbeinu was a king, and then Asher Venovi. Moshe Rabbeinu was a king, but we know he says like come Novi Kamayu. But he also had a din of a Melech. So now we know that you need a king and a Novi. The Achi of Echav Kohen Gadol. Sorry, Achi of Kohen Gadol. Adam was a Kohen Gadol. He was there also. And he wore the Urim and Tumim, and also the Shemus Kenim with it. That's how you know when you want to enlarge the base of Mikdash, you need all of these things. It says, Moravite, Mosiv Rav, Rav has a question. It says, Kol HaKelim Sha'asam Moshe, all the Kelim that Moshe Benah did, and dedicated for the Mishkan, Meshichasam Mikachasam, just smearing oil on it. Mikan Ve'elech Avoidosam Mechan Chasam. Only when they serve in the base of Mikdash, they become sacred. Alochayda Kondiv, my wife, the name of whatever you say, it says, Kol anything I show you in the Mishkan, and Vestavnis Kol Kelim, Vechain Tasu. Do it exactly the way they did then. Moshe Rabbeinu did it through Meshicha, yeah. The Chayin Tasu L'daitis, according to you. So the Moshe Hashem is different. We have another pasuk when it comes to the Kei L'Amakra. It says another pasuk that when Moshe Rabbeinu completed the Mishkan, it says there, Vayim it says in the pasuk there, Vayim Shechem, they put the oil on it, they smeared the oil, Vayekadesh Oysam, and they made them holy. What's the Oysam them? Oysam the Meshicha. Only they are holy, and they only those have Meshicha. Yeah, but future generations, you don't do Meshicha. How do you know the dash in this way? Let's say, okay, Oysam be Meshicha, you have a choice. Oysam Meshicha, since it's a Vechain Tasu, which tells you can do Meshicha. You have another passage that's only Oysam and not future, so maybe it means in the future you have a choice. The first generation in Han Mishkan, yeah, only had to do Meshicha. Yeah, and putting oil, smearing oil on it. But all future generations, you have a choice. It says in the pasuk, you should take the clay shoddes, asha yishar su vam bakoidish, as you should use them bakoidish. It says clearly, yishar su. When do they become koidish if yishar su? Tolakosa bishidis. Says the Gemara Hashta, now they introduce this pasuk. When they traveled, they were traveled. Yeah, but we know in the Mishkan they didn't do that. So we're talking about the future then. It says that that's in the future. Can't be the Behemoth because in the Pasuk, all you have to do is be Moshe Chit and that's it. So all the Pasuk before is Vayimoshchem Vayikadosh or some. That's it. So it can't be then. So we're saying actually, Shosu Oysam Akkadish is talking about the future. Tolan Akkadish Beshidis. Hash to the Kazakh Ramana another. We have this Pasuk. Asha Yishorsu is Oysam Lumli. Why do I need to limit in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu Oysam only those who are Meshicha and not future generations? When it says the phase Asha Yishorsu Bamba Kadish, it says clearly that in the future, the only thing is Shadus that makes it Koli. Name. E like Kosov Rachmana Oysam had not said Oysam and Moshe, I mean, I would thought, Hani Yudim Meshich, Obladaitis, you need both, Meshich and Avaida. Because it says here, as Yisharsu, we have the other Pasi Bechain Tasu, I thought, you're for always, so in the future, you need Sai Meshich and Sai Shadis. The Kosov Bechain Tasu. Therefore, Rachmana Oysam, Oysam Meshich, Veloila Daitis Meshich, not the future. Let's continue Gemara, because Chanukah, we're not going to be learning much. Uvi Shtei Taitis, we're a little bit weiter. No, but I know you guys. Tanya, we learned a little bit further.
We're starting early tomorrow.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah.
What time?
5 minutes
early. Oh. Tanya, we learned. Tanya, we learned. Shtei Taitis she'amru belachman v'lei b'psarim. When it says over here, you have to bring two korbanos Taitis, we mean that they carried the bread around in order to, when they walked around the circle, around the azara, the additional azara. Not that they carried the actual animal. The loy b'psara, not the meat itself. Menanil, how do you know? The bread. Amr chizam, because the pasuk va'amida shtei toides. I will stand up over there, I'll place over there. The two toides, gedoyles, big ones, and v'hatahaluchas, and they should walk. L'yamin, you walk to the right. Me'al l'chayma, above the wall. My gedoyles. What do you mean gedoyles? big ones. Elema mean godel mamish from a species. Let's say you should get cows. Then name upon him, say cows. Within their species, get big ones. Meika chashivusa kamishmai. They should cares whether you give them a big animal or a small animal from the same species. Didn't we learn the famous Gemara of Atanya? We learned Nemar ba'olas behema. It says ba'olas behema ishei rechayach. It says the words Hashem has in satisfaction. Be'olas if it says ishei rechayach. By mincha it says ishei rechayach. Melamed from here learn out. She'echad hamar be. I don't care whether you bring me an animal, whether you bring me a bird, or bring me a flower offering. Ve'echad hamamit. Ubevachi chava in this libel yavshmai. As long as you have the right kavana. We mean the big parts of a taida. And what are the big parts of a taida? My new chametz, because the different kinds of bread you put, I mean the one that is chametz. And because there was three matzah and one chametz, and that's the one you have to bring, the one that's chametz. And then you give the whole chesed, we'll see tomorrow. Interesting Rashi here, Vamidash Tei Taidus. Rashi here, Vamidash Tei Taidus. See over here, in big words, the last line of the Chemia. Nechemya ka'ama b'sefer Ezra. Nechemya said in Sefer Ezra, "Kishenivnes chaymish line. They built the wall of Shalim. Ubala kadosh as a'ir. They wanted to extend the city." He says, "If amidah shtei toidik doel, I bring these two animal toidus. Eitzel achaym of the wall bechutz on the outside. With taluchis, and look how you go. Liyemin ma'al achaym. You go the right around the wall. Lahakif as a'ir b'taluchis. You should walk make a taluchah. Walk around the city. Shaholchu derech yemin. They walk to the right. Kishapneim lechol a'ir. They were facing the Shalim." And they're walking to the right. And this healer now, by the Chodaydi, when you turn, you always go to the right, not to the left. You go to the right, you keep on turning. They're always going to the right. Here's the machlekes, what exactly it means. Does it mean you're going to the left, which is facing the right, or you mean you're always going right, which is, when you're always turning right, it's going left.
Turning to the left.
Yeah, but saying it's a circle. We're not, this is how I'm saying it. You're always going, you're facing Shalim, and you, like the bimbo we do by HaKafas, right, by the Lulav. So you're facing the on Kadesh and you walk right. That's called going to the right, even though you're actually going to the left, aren't you?
Yeah,
but you're always going to your right.
That's
right. Every turn you're making is a left turn. Every turn, when you're going around the bima here, every turn is left. And yet it's called yamin.
Except when you're going east, the first one is a right turn.
Yeah, but
the right or left.
Yeah.
The first one is a right.
It's interesting because by the Chadoidi, whatever you should talk about.